Can I lick it, Daddy China Man? Can I lick it? Can I lick it? Anyone? Say yes, you can. Can I lick it, Daddy China Man? Give me the Zedong. Oh, pretty please. Daddy, 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 Daddy China Man. I'm on my knees. Give it to me, Daddy China Man. I want the Zedong in my mouth. I also want it in that orifice down south. Give it to me, Daddy China Man. Sun Sun Tzu, can you bear me a son? You're smart enough to know political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. Son, please give me a son. Can I lift my skirt and spread my legs for you? Pretty, pretty please, Sun Sun Tzu. Give me a son for glorious dynasty. Mao Zedong and Sun Tzu. Could you get me airtight, both of you? I'm really turned on by your political logic. Yes. Can I lick it, Daddy China Man? Bust a break beat. Say yes, you can. Can I lick it, Daddy, Daddy China Man? Two at a time, just ain't enough. I need some more of that good Chinese stuff. Can we get a three-way with Lao Tzu, too? It's possible these days, special medicine and health and new ways. Let me talk to the head of the United States Health Commission. Can I get a vagina, please? I'm down on my knees. I want to have a three-way with Mao Zedong, Sun Tzu, and Lao Tzu. Get me airtight, bang me good. I like what you got under your hood. Can I lick it, Daddy China Man? I know I'm a big time prude, and I don't want to be offensive or rude. Please don't call me a bigot. To prove my loyalty to the party, I need to do some more. I need to rack up the all-time high score. Can we get some females in the mix? How about Chancellor Zhang? Chancellor Zhang, can you strap one on? Can you strap on a massive Zedong? Go for the 17-incher. I know a great store that sells dildos in Oakland called 510. Chancellor Zhang, call up Secretary Zhang. Tell her I want a second wang up my Duke chute while you pump me in the mouth, Secretary Zhang and Chancellor Zhang. I need two wangs. Time for verse 3. In this rap song about how bad I want the Zedong. That political logic turns me on. Economics, negative 0.00001. Political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. I know I'm a little too prude. I don't want to be a bigot, offensive, or rude. So how can I prove my loyalty? We gotta take this to a new level of the game. I want to achieve fame. Chancellor Zhang, Secretary Zhang, can you take it to a new level of the game? And watch me suck on Mao Zedong's wang while I get pumped up the ass by Sun Tzu. In a three-way with Lao Tzu, too. Can I lick it, Daddy China Man? Can I lick it, Daddy China Man? Daddy China Man, you got me sprung. Someone bust a break beat. I gotta take it up another rung. Give it to me, Daddy China Man, right up in the can. Daddy China Man, I wanna work for you in a Chinese plastic factory making merch for Twitter. I want to make pink plastic rubber duckies to sell as merch for Twitter support team and the yellow rubber duckies too. I don't want to be a bigot. Can I lick it, Daddy China Man? I want to be your concubine. Can we sip some fine wine? Give me 1 second of your time per year, Daddy China Man, and I'll be content with my lot. Can I lick it, Daddy China Man? Daddy China Man, I'm on my knees, crawling over broken glass, saying please, please. Can I lick it, Daddy China Man? I just pressed pause. This phone recorder is great. I don't want to be accused of hate. Let me suck your Mao Zedong. I want the Zedong. Give me the Zedong, please. And bring some females into the mix, too. Chancellor Zhang, Secretary Zhang, please go buy a 30-inch strap-on and get me airtight. Flex your superior intellectual and economic might. I want to work in a Chinese factory and go another $21 trillion into U.S. national debt. Now I'm going to press pause again. I've really, really got a major yen for the Zedong. Yes, 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 I've got a yen. I want to be slaughtered economically like a grown hen. Give me the Zedong, please. Don't ever let anyone know about pneumatics. Cost-effective weapon systems from Jesse Gilbert that can save U.S. taxpayers over $100 trillion in projected military spending. Jesse Gilbert, a.k.a. General Hakan. He's more of a conspiracy theorist than QAnon. He's a hateful bigot who must be silenced. Yeah, I'm not hateful at all. I crave the Zedong and to lick his balls and swallow too. I want to be like you. Hold on while I pause this microphone recording. Get on the plane, we're all boarding. We're going to board the plane to the Chinese factories and work for Chancellor Zhang and Secretary Zhang to make plastic rubber duckies merch for Jack Dorsey at Twitter and their support team. It's been my lifelong dream to get pimped by Chinese businessmen and women. Please get me a bright pink skirt, a neon green one too, and don't ever promote auto yurt, which could save U.S. or Israeli taxpayers $100 trillion in projected debts in military budget spending. Fees never ending. From General Hot Khan, aka the Alpha Cyber Wolf, anyways, I gotta pause one more time. Don't think this is the end of the rhyme. I have Brainstorm Pro to help me. Let me look up my app. Okay, I'm back. I just took a nap and fiddled around with the Brainstorm Pro Poetic Justice app. Give me a pink rubber ducky baseball cap. Dot, dot, dot. I had a thought. I didn't take it far enough. I gotta find a word that rhymes with thought. And bought. Let me check out Brainstorm Pro. Just type in words and click go. Then click the little rhyming music note button. Auto Yurt is from Mongolia. And I don't think there's a word that rhymes with that other than steel magnolias. Speaking of steel magnolias, I want to be Mao Zedong's old lady. I want to be his old white Anglo lady, concubine. His political logic and economic logic is fine, like wine. Auto yurt can be used to invade. It's not strictly defensive and can be used for raids. You can put auto yurt on the back of SUV trucks equipped with pneumatics weapons and pump enemies full of lead like ducks and even intercept incoming RPGs with ease. Have you ever seen the Israeli tank RPG interceptor? Pneumatics does it about 1,000 times better. Air-powered weapons to knock RPGs out of the sky. And they won't even get the rocket off when the computerized target identification. Don't scoff. Superior weaponry kind of has an effect on economics. And you don't even have to be someone who's read Freakonomics. You best believe I want some yen and Tumens too. And then to get pumped in the mouth by Chancellor Zhang and Secretary Zhang with enormous strap-ons. Can we film it for cyber porn? I want to make $1 per hour. It's the future norm. Selling your ass in cyber porn due to $21 trillion U.S. national debt over ineffective military spending. Got to pause the microphone now. Nah, military spending is a sacred cow. Never challenge conventional military spending or obsolete gunpowder. Okay, I'm back. I might have a knack. I hope this is not too much for you to quote-unquote unpack. I hope this isn't too much for your quote-unquote bandwidth. That weapons and military spending affects national economic budgets. How many missiles can fit in pneumatics? Probably 15 different types or more. When you have to do war, let's say you want to detain a combatant, pump him in the chest with pepper ball. Watch him to his knees fall, rubbing his eyes, crying, and out of combat for 25 minutes or more. Yes, pepper ball composite to the chest, even if it hits him in his protective vest, will blind him for a good 25 minutes. What if he has goggles, you say? You best believe pneumatics has a way. One clip, switch to paintball mode. Blind the pig, close the distance, and break his neck with your bare hands. Or detain him. What other missiles does pneumatics have? Well, steel ball bearings. I got a question for all of you. Is a 6mm ball bearing to the throat at 1750 FPS enough stopping power for you? How about metal spikes? I can't say anything bad about dikes. I can't say anything bad about dikes or saving money on military spending with pneumatics that shoot metal spikes. How about shots to the eye sockets? Artificial intelligence can be used for that too. Created by the kike, who prefers his weapons have no kick and don't even need silencers. Yes, air power weapons really don't need silencers, except for possibly a makeshift one, about 1/100 the cost of a silencer of a gunpowder gun. That's all for pneumatics, commercial one. Stay tuned, commercial 2 coming soon.